Today we begin a series of conversations that are all about converting money into cash. Now, to be quite clear, you're not having a conversation about printing or manufacturing. We are having a conversation about what is happening as you allow yourself to move from your imagination, from the abstract part of your imagination where money lives, and allow yourself to have the cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, or whatever the currency that floats your boat happens to be, to actually be not only in your hot little hands, but in the bank account, in the wallet, in the jar, wherever it is that is most delicious for it to be for you. So, to be clear, one of the things that is happening here is that you are allowing yourself to, first of all, manifest this conversation. We're here not because we have some message to deliver to you. We are here because you've called us here. And we are delighted, of course, to be called. When we talk about the difference between money and cash, we're talking about the difference between the abstract and the tangible. So the abstract would be something you think about, but nothing happens from it. If you think about this and notice what is happening in your physical reality, not every single casual thought that you have about this, that, or the other manifests into form. You can think and feel into lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things that never once show their head in your physical reality. Yet, we've told you, as have many other worthies, that physical manifesting is what is happening. That's what you're sitting in the middle of. And this physical manifesting is coming from your mind. It's coming from thoughts you have combined with feelings that you have, vibrational states that then bring forth physical form. But not everything manifests, fortunately. In order for something to manifest, you have to have some willingness to allow it to happen. But most significantly, you have to have lined it up with the havingness of it. And trumping everything else, it has to feel better to you. Now, feel better does not mean feel great. It does not mean happy, happy, joy, joy. It means feels better, because the point of manifesting is always relief. That's the vibrational state of all manifesting. It feels better to have it. It feels like relief. Now, relief, of course, implies relief from, but there's no relief from. Relief is just what the feeling of manifesting form, or actually any thought at all, becoming more of itself. And you could think of it as it's moving from a slightly contracted state to a more slightly expanded state. So that would be the relief, like taking off a tight shoe. But it really isn't moving away from anything. It's moving towards something. All manifesting, everything you're seeing right now, everything you can hear, everything you can taste, touch, or smell, all of this that you're in the middle of this amazing holographic dream, is an expansion of unconditional love. That chair, that table, that potted plant, that painting, but also all the cash that is in your wallet, in the jar on the counter, buried under the baseboards, stashed away in a coffee can in the freezer, as well as in the bank or the multiple banks across many different accounts. To be clear, cash, when we say cash, we're not talking necessarily about currency, although it can be currency. But for most people, most of the time, currency is the least part of it. For most people, most of the time, cash means bits and bytes of data stored on a computer somewhere that say, here is your current available balance in this particular account. That's available to you through a plastic card or a device that you tap or insert or scan or slide against some sort of metallic surface that then will translate into the transfer of cash from your account to whoever you're giving it to their account, and or will allow you to go to a machine that will spit off currency notes for you if you want it, if you wanted to. We've said it many, many times, and we'll say it again. Manifesting cash is one of the easiest things that there is. And we've described why that is. And without breaking out into song, we'll just remind you that you're not sitting on the porch waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon to come around the hill. You're not sitting in line, a long line, at the drive-through bank. You're not standing in a long line that maybe goes out into the street at the bank on a Friday afternoon to cash your check. You're not waiting in a long line at the grocery store to write a check on a Saturday so that you can go down and boogie at the disco tonight. You have at your disposal something that even an earlier version of you, a younger version of you, would find astonishing. You have a piece of plastic in your wallet that gives you access pretty much anywhere you go to all the currency, the cash, dollars, pounds, euro, rubles, shekels, yen, yuan, whatever it may be, that you have at your disposal in an account. This is very easy to manifest because really all you're doing is manifesting bits and bytes of data on a computer somewhere. That's all that's happening. You're not even manifesting currency notes or checks. You can manifest anything. You can manifest gold, silver, platinum, whatever floats your boat. But cash is really, really easy to manifest. It's not difficult. You may, however, be very accustomed to trying to manifest money. Money is like sitting on the front porch waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon, the one that crashed into a ravine 5 miles out of town, and nobody sent out a search party yet on horseback to go find out what happened. Money is never coming. It will never come over that hill. By the time you get to the drive-through, up to the window, the bank will be closed. By the time it's your turn in line at the bank, the guard will be pushing out the door to close the door because it's now past 2 o'clock, and that's when the bank closes. The grocery store will have run out of money for the weekend, so you will not be able to go down a boogie tonight at the disco. That's money. Money is not available. You will never be able to manifest money. You have never manifested it, and you certainly never made it. Money is an abstract concept that sits in your mind, and it's there very, very much for a reason. This isn't something that has gone horribly, terribly wrong. It allows you to think about something you're wanting without actually having the manifesting form. That's part of the reason why you have a body, so that these things are slowed down and you can play with all of these ideas in ways that delight you. Converting money into cash is simply taking all that you've been dreaming of without really treating it as being practical or haveable, and making it haveable by intending it and then allowing it. Did we mention allowing? Because that's really at the heart of all of this. You're allowing this to happen. This cash, dollars, pounds, euro, rubles, shekels, yen, yuan that you have at your disposal. And when we say allowing, and when we say manifesting, and when we say all of these different words, they're all the same thing. But we also want to point out, you didn't manifest in the past. You are manifesting now. So if you have a stack of 20s, let's say you have a stack of 20s in the sock drawer that you're going to use later for something. That stack of 20s, you open the drawer and you see there's the 10 20s. Did you have 200 bucks there waiting to be spent somewhere? And you don't want anybody to find out about it, so you put it in your sock drawer, because you're going to use it for some special gift for someone and you just wanted to make sure that nobody saw it. This cash that is in the sock drawer is a continuously manifesting form. Now, to be clear, when this drawer is closed and you can't see it, it's not there. but with the expectation that it's there. You pull open the drawer, you look, you move your socks over, maybe like the old holy socks, the ones you don't use anymore, but they're still there because you haven't thrown them away, because you keep thinking, well, maybe I'll be able to darn them, or who knows, I'll be able to use it as a rag or something. And you push it to the side, and there are your 10-20s. They're there like the socks and the bureau that they're in and the drawer that they're in, on the floor that they stand upon, in the house that they're in, as continuously manifesting forms. They are not manifested in past tense now to be possibly dealt with or managed or handled in any way, shape, or form. They are manifesting. This is important. Manifesting is a continuous, ongoing experience. It is not something that happened before. It's something that is happening now. The way you convert money into cash is to imagine having it and assign it physical qualities. That's your job. You're the one who does that. No one else can do it for you. Now, most of the time, you do this with, you know, vast amounts of everything, everything you can see, hear, taste, touch, smell right now. That's what you're doing with. You expect the painting to be on the wall, and thus it is. You expect the potted plant to be there, and thus it is. You have a very powerful expectation of this. For most of you, most of the time, in most ways, you dream of large wealth, and everyone listening to this conversation, you are in alignment with vast wealth. You couldn't be here unless this conversation is offending you. And if it is, we'd recommend you either hang up or hold on, because you're only going to get more offended. And that's, we're not criticizing you. We're just saying that just is an indication vibrationally that this may not be a conversation for you. But the bottom line is, you're in the right place at the right time. We don't know why you're here. We don't know what this is for, what specifically this is meaning to you. But what we do know is that if you're here and you're not offended by what we're saying, you're in alignment with vast wealth. Just as we would also say freedom is your North Star. And just as we would say you're in the middle of what we call the bonus period, where you are aware that you're manifesting reality. You're also probably should be dead, and likely you have a story that says, yeah, I barely didn't fall off the side of the cliff, or there was a time when I was in surgery and I saw the white light, but then I came back as a conscious affirmative choice. And that's the point. You're affirmatively choosing to be present in physical form, and you're aware of the fact that you're manifesting physical reality, even if you don't completely understand it, which you never will, but that's another topic. Or you don't really know what this is about. That's fine. But you do have the idea, the sense that you're manifesting your reality as an affirmative act, not coincidentally, not kind of sliding in to the side, but as an actual desire. These things are common to those who are drawn to what we're saying. This doesn't make you special. It does probably, in terms of other people around you, set you apart a little bit. But the things we're talking about are not something we sort of put on a plaque and say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. These are just things that we use as common ways to converse about this topic. Converting money into cash is an act that is fueled by the vibration of freedom. There's no question. But the cash is not going to free you. Cash does not liberate you. But it feels very freeing to have plenty of cash, but not for the money-based reason that you think. Because the thing that you're wanting to save you is money. And if you'll notice, money has never saved you. Conditions or situations or circumstances have changed, and yes, you can certainly draw a line in your memory if you want to and say, it's because I got that big pile of money. But that isn't what happened. You decided it was okay to be where you are, which is, that's the allowing part of manifesting. And therefore, that which you desire had the room, you made room for it to come into your physical reality. The final thing we're going to say in this introductory conversation, this opening conversation to this series, is that intending which from our perspective is the act of assigning physical values to abstract ideas. So in the abstract, you have money. And in the abstract, you're thinking about money and why it's helpful and what you want it for and what it, how it's going to save you, maybe even. But in order to translate that money into cash at some point, and this is, for some of you, this is like a blink of an eye. Some of you, this may take quite a while, depending upon how much resistance you have with it. But at some point, you have to decide that the money is actually allowed to become cash, which means it's going to take on a physical form. The abstract does not have physicality. It's abstract. You're playing with it, and it has no, it doesn't manifest. It just sits around and goes around in circles. And that can be very helpful. That's not a criticism when we say it. But we do distinguish between the two because cash is what you have right now. Now, the other thing is, just because your eyes see it doesn't mean it's the entire limit of what you have. If you have the desire for it and you are assigning physicality to it, meaning you can easily imagine yourself having it in your hands or seeing it on a screen, and it feels better in thus seeing or hearing a story about how well things worked, and now you have a lot more cash than you had before, or feeling it in your fingers, like with currency notes, particularly American currency, which has a particular odor and aroma, which gives you a smell, or like with the currency that is now plastic, where you can roll it up into little tubes and smoke it like a cigar if you wanted to. The physicality that you give it is what determines that it's going to go from being money into cash. And we don't mean, and we'll talk more about this as we continue, we don't mean thinking about thinking, which is what often happens here. You think about how you're going to possibly, at the future point, at some point in time, when you finally get it together and you've kind of cleared all your blocks and you're no longer ambiguous, blah, 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 all these conditions have to be met, then you're going to have it. That's not the same thing as sitting down and saying, I have it. I don't care if I can't see it. I don't care if I can't touch it. I can imagine myself seeing it. I can imagine myself touching it. I can imagine myself knowing that it's present and that it has very real physical consequences, that it goes out and about in the physical world as part of the extension of my mind that is manifesting as a form. That's where this conversation is going. That's what the series is about. And we'll be talking about that as we continue throughout these next six particular conversations. So with that, we bring the conversation to a close before we move to a process, again, a process, not the process, and a process that we offer to you as something to work with, to play with, to take apart and reassemble, like so many Lego blocks. This is not the way you need to do anything, but it is a way you can do this. So with that, we begin the process with these following words.